All right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Capping the week. The only one I think that does a live podcast on Saturdays is Steve Bannon that I'm aware of, that I watch anyway. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Christian Television Network, to the platform. Let's hop right to it. Brief 56 minutes of fury tonight. Elon Musk tweet. Elon's getting it. I mean, he certainly gets it about the border. Most Americans do not know that the U.S. Census currently counts for purposes of voting power all people in a district, regardless of citizenship. This is what Trump tried to overturn in the last census in his administration. He tried to get, not overturn, he just simply, again, this is, why do you even need to establish this as a law that our census would only count American citizens?
Yeah.
I mean, why would that ever need to be anything that you need to pass legislatively? I.e., why is it that you need to pass legislation to close the border when it's already illegal to cross it? Senate Democrats just voted unanimously to defeat an amendment that would have stopped counting illegals for congressional seat apportionment and Electoral College presidential votes. So Senate Democrats just voted unanimously to defeat an amendment that would have stopped counting illegals for congressional seat appointments. So if you have two, three, four, and by the way, if you're ever wondering how it is that California doesn't lose more seats, or how does New York not lose more seats, it's because they have such an infiltration of illegals pouring into their states, because basically New York, California, Massachusetts, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, and several others, they don't just have sanctuary cities inside of those sanctuary states. They are sanctuary states. Since illegals are mostly in Democrat states, both the House and the presidential vote are shifted 5% to the left. Most presidential elections are not decided by more than 5%. Most elections are decided between 2 and 3%. And this is what it's all about. This is why you have an open border. This is why Joe Biden can't say the name Lake and Riley. By the way, he has not said the name Lake and Riley yet. He said the head coach for USC, University of Southern California Trojans, Lincoln Riley. That's what he said, of course, in pure Joe Biden form. But this is why we have, again, these are the numbers. And I know that it gets redundant on this podcast, but this is why we have 15,000 illegals entering this country per day, about 300,000 per month. And by the time Joe Biden leaves, 15 to 20 million would have been allowed into this country. Undocumented. We have no idea who these people are. We have no idea where they come from. We have no idea their criminal record, no matter what they tell you. First of all, they're not vetted. Joe Biden said it from the State of the Union address. I mean, it's all caused by him. I mean, and I could spend 3 hours on the State of the Union address. Most of you are already heard enough about it. I'm not going to go too far into it. But when he talks about it, I'll just give you one example of his just galactic purposeful ineptitude. Was when he said, you know what? If people come across, and he's talking about the Republicans should have voted for his open borders bill that he had, that he called a border security bill because we live in an inverted world. He said that right now, if we were to get serious at the border, we could close the gap, because every illegal that crosses now gets a notice to appear for somewhere between 7 and 9 years. Now, who did that? Was that going on? Now, he says, so what we need to do is flood the border with more border judges. But who was it that caused this problem? Under Donald Trump, they weren't getting notices to appear for 7 years.
That's right.
They weren't getting this. So he did that. He canceled 91 executive actions from Donald Trump, 91 executive orders from Donald Trump, and opened up the border himself, and then acts like he's addressing a border problem that's endlessly existed. It hasn't endlessly existed. It was way better, as much as I hate to say it, it was way better under Obama than it is now. I mean, think about it. He's claiming that he's trying to address a border situation that he himself caused. Just think about the audacity of being, and everybody in that audience, the joint session of Congress and the Supreme Court, that's all sitting there, they all know it. They all know, and he knows, that he caused the very problem that he allegedly is trying to solve by not solving it. So it's just, I mean, it truly is amazing, the audacity of people. I could never pull that off. Sitting up there saying, well, you know what the problem is that when illegals cross the border now, they get a 7-year notice to appear. He did it. How is that a problem for you, Joe? You did it. How is it a problem? You're the one who caused the very problem that you're allegedly trying to solve, but you're never actually trying to solve it. Because this is why. They want to shift the electoral vote 5% over to the left. And as of right now, they're pulling it off. Third paragraph, since illegals are mostly in Democrat, that's the fourth paragraph. This is a major reason why the Biden administration is ushering in a record levels of illegals and doing so few deportations. Yeah, there's hardly any deportations. And of course, 15,000 people a day that we know about. So it's 1 to 5 times that many. So it really starts off at 30,000 per day are pouring into the United States. That's the actual problem. And the reason is, again, that there's two reasons. First of all, the Democrats believe that these will be their voters, which they will. And then second of all, because that's the regional reason. That is the United States reason, not us, but the Biden administration reason. So I would call that's the local reason. Then you have a global reason. That's the reason that you hear about all the time on this podcast. If you flood countries with third world illegals, they are very easily globally governed because they have no heritage connection to the country that they are illegally pouring into. Like, I mean, do you think that that Italy right now, they're being overrun. Giorgia Meloni has turned out to be a globalist shill. Like most of them, I honestly believe this. I believe this is either in one of Rodney Howard Brown's books or he actually told me this personally. But once they actually, when people come into power, they are pulled aside by the globalists and offered millions and millions of dollars or they're honeypotted. And then once that happens, then they, of course, are puppets for the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist. I don't know what happened to Giorgia Meloni, and I'm not going to get too far into that, but we are all very excited about her, very much a nationalist populist who has now turned into a limp-wristed leftist out of the blue. But if you were, the people that are pouring into Italy, do you think they have anything, they have any idea about Italy's constitution? I know they don't call it constitution or charter of rights that they call in Canada. Whatever their bill of rights or their constitutional document is, they have no idea. So they're very easily globally governed. And that's the same with the 15,000 border invaders that are illegally invading our country every single day. It's the exact same situation them. They have no idea about the Bill of Rights. They have no idea about the Constitution. They have no idea about the Second Amendment. No idea about the First Amendment. They just think, you know what? America is a great place to live, so we're going to pour in here. And here's the thing. They wouldn't pour in here, except that Joe Biden told them to rush the border.
Yeah.
And by eliminating 91 executive orders from the Trump administration, and one of the key ones being, of course, remain in Mexico, he opened the borders. And also, just so you know, he opened the borders figuratively, and he opened the borders literally. They cut giant holes in the wall, too. So the border is just wide open, of course, and everybody knows that already. But this is why they want to do it with the census. And why, again, is this even a discussion? Let's go to the next one, Will. Attorney General Ken Paxton. Now, these are the people that we need to support. Andrew Bailey out of Missouri, Ken Paxton out of Texas. Why they tried to impeach Ken Paxton, some frivolous, worthless, non-existent charges like they're doing with Donald Trump, C. Bannon, Navarro, and all the rest of them. Today, I secured a preliminary injunction. Now, imagine having to do this. Against an attempt by the Biden administration to illegally redirect statutory obligated funds away from the construction of a border wall. Did everybody get that? I mean, it gets a little bit of legalese there. But you have statutorily obligated funds to the wall. It is signed in the law that it has to go to build the wall. Now, we already know, and we've documented on this podcast, that Joe Biden has sold most of the materials to build the wall for pennies on the dollar. So here's our government, $34 trillion in debt. In April will be $35 trillion in debt because we're adding a trillion dollars in debt every 100 days under the Biden administration, another Biden administration record. But Joe Biden has sold most of the wall building materials for pennies on the dollar. So there's actually no materials for him to build the wall. But here's my thing. We don't need those. We don't need the 20-foot wall. I mean, you've heard me say this, and I don't mean to be overly redundant, but I want to, am I propagandizing? Absolutely, I'm propagandizing the truth. You don't need a multi-billion dollar wall. It's $8 billion to build the wall. We've already got about half of it done, so we need $4 billion. Don't need it. Eagle Pass, Texas, and Shelby Park has already proven it. And you've heard me document this many times. Eagle Pass, 3,000 people per day. Put up razor wire, 0 people per day. That's all we need. How much could it have cost in Shelby Park, Texas? $50,000, $60,000 worth of razor wire, $100,000. That's all you need. So this is all that Ken Paxton needs. But there's funds for this. So if we just got $1 billion, the whole wall is secured. It's done. The whole country's secured. All you need is razor wire. Nobody can get through it. Ask a military man. You're not getting through it. It's not going to happen. So today I secured a preliminary injunction against an attempt by the Biden administration who says that they're trying to secure the border by illegally redirecting statutory obligated funds away from construction of the border wall. I mean, it's so pluralistic on the Biden administration. It's so audacious. It's amazing. It's very even difficult to discuss because while he is saying that he is trying to secure the border and trying to pass the border security bill, which is an open borders bill, border invasion bill, he simultaneously, this is the Potomac two-step in a nutshell right here. While he is at the State of the Union saying that if the Republicans just would have passed the border security bill, everything would be just fine, which is a joke, and I'm not going to get into the border security bill because, I mean, again, it's 30 minutes, and I've only got 45 minutes left. But the border security bill is an absolute joke, of course. Talk about redirecting. But while he's up there talking about wanting to secure the border, allegedly, he's doing this. So how is he trying to secure the border? And if we actually had a media, which we don't, we have a right-wing media like me, like you. We have that, which is the correct media. And then you've got the left-wing Mockingbird media, Pravda media, Goebbels media, and their fact checkers. If you actually had a fact checker that was actually a legit, which by the way, again, you know, we got to have a dual society, got to have a parallel economy, got to have a parallel society. We should have our own fact checkers. We could constantly refer to them just like the left refers to theirs. You're like, then they have theirs, then we have ours. What game do you want to play then? They're going to endlessly refer to their fact checkers all the time as if it means anything, just like they always say about Donald Trump. Look, he's got all those criminal charges. Yeah, in blue courts. Criminal charges mean nothing. And every time there's a Democrat that's charged in a red court, they say the exact same thing. So none of these charges mean anything anymore. The fact checkers don't mean anything. They never did. So we should have our own fact checkers all the time. If we actually had a live fact checker, think about this. There's like 100, I'm trying to remember the numbers. Tucker Carlson, 75,000 people watching live with them for the State of the Union. Steven Crowder had 200,000 watching the State of the Union with them. And think about if we just had live fact checkers. Now, our fact checkers, live fact checking Joe Biden during the State of the Union. I mean, it popping up like in our Rumble chat right here that I'm looking at. Wouldn't that be awesome? I would love that. But anyway, illegally to redirect statutory obligated funds away from the construction of the border wall. Biden acted completely inappropriately by refusing to spend the money that Congress appropriated for the border wall construction and even attempting to redirect those funds. His actions demonstrate his desperation for open borders at any cost, but Texas has prevailed. So there is an injunction, so those funds will go to the wall. And what Texas needs to do, by the way, these are federal funds. I don't believe they made, well, it's a Texas injunction. Maybe they were supposed to go to Texas. I don't know. So if they do actually secure some of these funds, just put up razor wire. It'll stop all. It's proven. We have the Petri dish. Eagle Pass, Texas, Shelby Park, 3,000 illegals a day. Put up just a razor wire wall. Zero per day. It's over. So if we even get $1 billion, it's over. In Texas, anyway, it's over. All right, let me shift topics here. Cabal Media. Just I was talking about, we don't have a legitimate media except for people like the Gateway Pundit and the Federalists and others like that. Camus video, Colbert clashes. This is not even really a clash. I'm just reading Camus's description of the video. Stephen Colbert clashes with guests about AI's future. Here's Noah Harari. Play it for me, Will.
Do we need to teach our young people anything now that AI is here?
How to deal with it.
How to deal with AI. Okay, so
that's one of
AI is, of course, one of the latest things that we've been anticipating for a long time. But now, in some, I actually think so far, very minor ways, AI is showing up in our society.
Hey, it's still a baby AI.
Okay.
We haven't seen anything yet.
Okay, so a lot of people are worried. I'm not that worried about AI. I just doesn't get my blood going to get worried about AI. I think of some positive aspects of it. I mean, I've seen how humans have handled history and not great. And so I'm ready for the, you know, big machines that make big decisions programmed by fellows with compassion and vision. You know, I'm ready for the machines to tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. Are you?
Not really. It's extremely dangerous.
Why is it
to
dangerous,
give up power to something we don't understand?
But they're just extensions of us. I mean,
no, they're not.
Yes, they are. We made them. They're us.
We made them. but now they become potentially independent of us. The one thing to know about AI, the most important thing to know about AI, it's the first technology in history that can make decisions by itself and can create new ideas by itself. People compare it to the printing press, to the atom bomb. No, it's completely different.
But is there any proof that an AI has come up with a new idea of
itself? Absolutely.
What?
All the time.
What?
Yes.
Give me one.
For instance, deciding what to show us on social media.
Oh, well, that's not a new idea. No. That is making decisions.
Yes. So I said two things. Okay. There are making decisions and there are new ideas. If, for instance, you think about ideas, if you take, for example, the game of Go.
What is Go? I'm sorry?
A much more complicated version of chess.
Got it. Let's say. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
In East Asia, it's one of the oldest games we know.
Okay.
3,000 years of tradition in East Asia, entire schools of thought.
Okay.
And AI comes, and within a few years, plays like no human ever imagined that it's possible to play. And this can happen in more and more fields. And we have never encountered anything like that before. Because every previous information technology, it's simply copied and disseminated our ideas. The printing press just produced more books. Television just broadcast our thoughts. Here we have something that can create entirely new ideas, which are not even bound by the limits of our imagination. You know, our imagination is the product of organic biochemistry.
Mm-hmm.
AI is not limited by that.
So we're watching this video, and Aaron says his opinion is interesting. Well, he's reversed his tune. He's changed his tune. He's reversed his opinion. Why has Noah Harari reversed his opinion? Do you remember what he used to say? Now, remember who this person is. Imagine having on your comedic sort of Tonight Show in the heritage and the tradition of Johnny Carson. That's what we have now. Stephen Colbert, people like him and Jimmy Kimmel now, which are just political activists for the globalist left. Nazis, for all intents and purposes. Just Goebbels. That's who should do it. Literally, Goebbels. They're that horrible. They are that evil. They really are. They're Mengele, they're Goebbels, all Hitler, all pushed into one. They'll call you that, but we have no traits in common with those people. They do. So who is this man that's talking? I know everybody who's watching this show already knows, but just in case there's a few that don't, that is Yuval Noah Harari. I'm just going to call him Noah Harari. He is the chief advisor for Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. Now, why is he now? He used to be one of AI's greatest advocates, but for some reason, he has reversed his opinion on AI. Now, let me show you his previous opinion. Play for me, Will.
Entities in the world, after thousands of years, during which humans were the rulers of the world, authority and power will shift away from humans to computers, and most humans will become economically useless and politically powerless. Already today, we are beginning to see the creation of a new class of humans, the useless class. Just as the Industrial Revolution in the 19th century created the new working class, the proletariat, so now the artificial intelligence revolution is beginning to create the useless class.
And then he says what they're going to supply us with from the World Economic Forum is drugs and video games. So that's a fact. But I could play 30, 40 straight minutes of Noah Harari saying the exact same thing, that the useless class, useless people, and what are we going to do with these useless people? We're going to give them drugs and video games. So why is he appearing to reverse course here? Why has he changed his tune on AI? Why has he done that? Because, well, first of all, you had the Gemini rollout. You've now had, I can't remember what the Facebook rollout, what the name of their AI platform is. The one on, I'm trying to remember the one on Twitter. I've only used it once on Twitter, but it's like Blonk or something like that. But anyway, and that one's doing good. So maybe because Elon Musk, see if you can find that for me, Aaron. At least though, give me Facebook's AI, like ChatGPT, Twitter's, and Twitter's is right on your Twitter page. You can see it right there.
Twitter's is Grok.
Grok. Yeah. Yep. Like almost like crocodile, like Grok. So
yeah.
Grok. Now the reason why I'll just use Grok. If you get the other one, Aaron, just throw it on the screen.
Okay.
But now why has he, remember he's talking about AI replacing all of us. AI, we're all gone. AI is going to replace all of us and we're all going to become useless human beings to be drugged and given video games. So they're just going to put those headsets on us once again. So you're masked, you've got headsets on, blind, masked, everything else. They can be easily controlled. They'll give you 57 vaccinations, which is not an exaggeration. And hopefully you die somewhere before you're 60 so that you lower the Earth's population because you are the carbon they want to get rid of. So anyway, Noah Harari reverses on this because of, is it Gronk?
Grok.
Grok. Grok. Yeah. That's going to be tough on me. I don't know why I'm not landing on Grok. Grok. Grok.
It's a weird name.
Yeah, it's K-R-O-C, right? Is that right?
It's a G-R-O-K.
Yeah. G-R-K? Grok. Okay, that helps me, actually. I'm glad you said that because I had Croc in my head. Grok. Okay, that helps me. I know this is annoying, everybody. Sorry, this is annoying. So anyway, the reason why he's reversed course is because of Grok. If you actually put out an AI that tells you the truth, that's a real problem for them. So what he's going to do right now is be against AI until they take over AI, if we allow them to take it over. And then it'll be for AI again, just like a typical oarless, rudderless, principleless leftard. He'll say anything, do anything to advance their agenda. Doesn't matter what it is. If we were for masks, they'd be against masks. If we were against masks, then they'd be for masks. They have absolutely no principles at all. Anything to get their totalitarian control because they're not liberals. They're leftists. Very, very different. Communist, socialist, leftists. So that's what you're going to see this for a while. Leftards are now going to shift against AI for a season. I could show you 90 straight minutes and Noah Harari saying, espousing the greatness of AI and how you and I are useless. And now suddenly he's warning about it. Why would he warn about it? Because of Grok. In any other AI platform that will actually tell you the truth. Using Dan Bongino's example, if you were actually to type one in that said, do masks work? They don't work. They don't want you to know that because they use masks to usher in totalitarianism. What are the true vaccine statistics? Not what you get from Gemini. When Gemini says, well, the new definition of vaccination is not something that keeps you from ever getting sick, but it keeps you from being hospitalized or seriously ill.
Right.
The new definition, it's been programmed. To some extent, Colbert was right. It's whatever some leftist has programmed it. It's just like, you know, we showed this on the show and said it, so did every other podcast on the planet. You type into Gemini on Google and you say, give me a picture of George Washington. It's a black man. Give me a picture of Russian citizens. It's Afghanistan, it's Afghanis, women, black women, and Indians. I mean, they were hoping they could get away with that, but they didn't. It's just like the Disinformation Governance Board with Nina Jankowicz. We all rose up against it. They had to shut it down. Now, we all rose up against Gemini, and Google had to come out and give their pseudo-apology where we're working on it. So I'm trying to think of the term they always use. We missed the mark, whatever it is. We missed the mark on this one. It was all a mistake, so nobody tested it. So you're telling me at Google, multi-billion-dollar organization, probably a trillion-dollar organization, of course, multi-trillion probably.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that none of these people actually ran anything on there? Like, give me a picture of George Washington or Abraham Lincoln and it came back a black man? Nobody ever tested that. No, I mean, they all tested it months and months and months and years before they ever, ever rolled it out. And then when they get caught, they say it was a mistake. And then they say they're going to work on it. They're going to get some committees together. They're going to war game it. They're going to do some breakout sessions.
Yeah.
And then everybody forgets about it. And then it all becomes normal. And then all the Christians will be like, that's just the way that it is now. Never saying anything because they think it's Christ-like to go along to get along. It's exactly the opposite because that's not what Jesus did. All right, on to the next thing here. Now, I'm going to say this is just a guilty pleasure. I know everybody's already seen this, but I had to do my own documentation, so to speak, a documentary on this because I couldn't resist. And I know it's a waste of time, so I apologize to you if it's a waste of your time. But we all know what happened at the State of the Union where Marjorie Taylor Greene interrupted Joe Biden, called out for him to say the name Lincoln Riley, and he said Lincoln Riley. And then lots of things happened afterwards. Here's a brief little documentary on this. Colin Rugg video. I'm going to show you how it started first, and then we're going to go down how it went after that. Breaking, President Biden says Lincoln Riley, head coach of the University of Southern California, and Marjorie Taylor Greene interrupts him and tells him to, after Marjorie Taylor Greene interrupts him and tells him to say the name. Play for me, Will.
I'd be a winner, not really. I. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. But look, if we change the dynamic at the border, people pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border because they know if they get by, if they get by and let into the country, it's 6 to 8 years before they have a...
6 to 8 years is your policy, numbnuts. Why are you saying... I mean, I don't know the words. And I know I already covered this, but I can't help it. I'm sorry. But, I mean, how do you sit there and with conviction, just with lying, demonic conviction, come up and say that you pay $8,000... for a coyote to cross you on the border, and they know the reason why you'll pay that money is you get a free 8 years in the country. That's his policy. He sits there and acts like somebody else put that in place. He put it in place.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know the audacity. I don't know the hypocrisy, the hierarchical hypocrisy. I don't know the verbiage. I need to get more grammar. I need to, because there's got to be something that sums that up. Well, of course, he butchers the name, and he says... calls. Oh, and the other part is, he says, well, what about all the other murders that Americans commit? You know what? That's, you know what, Joe? None of the murders would happen if you didn't allow the illegals in. So say there was, let's just say 10,000 murders a year that Americans commit and illegals come in and do another 10,000. I think I'd rather have the 10 than the 20 numbnuts. I mean, how hard is this? I can't imagine being a leftard. How can you possibly be a leftard and listen to this as if he says, you know, basically this crime would happen regardless? It wouldn't happen regardless. They wouldn't be in the country to commit the crime. Yes, the murders in Democratic states and in Democratic cities where all the murders are occurring. Yes, they would occur because of Democratic Party policies in NYC, Denver, Portland, Seattle and all the other murder capitals of the world, Chicago, which had about 50 shootings this weekend, starting right now, as they always do. Yes, those murders in Democratic cities will happen, but none of the murders would occur that are committed by illegals if you didn't allow the illegal to enter illegally.
Yep.
So he gets in all kinds of trouble for saying the word illegal. Imagine that being your priority. And I did not want to go, I didn't want to be as fervent on this. I was just going to kind of laugh at it, but I can't help myself. Imagine this being your priority. You have Lincoln Riley, not Lincoln Riley, USC head football coach. Lincoln Riley's skull crushed to the place where she was unrecognizable to anybody. And your priority is that you actually called the illegal immigrant, the illegal border invader, because I don't want to call them immigrants either. The illegal invader. Your priority is not calling the illegal invader illegal? Can you imagine that? So Biden apologizes. Play for me.
But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lincoln Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that his, the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing, we have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Yeah, three things. I'll start off with Will's. Will's talking, we'll go back to front. Orderly flow. Why do we have a flow? Is this a menstrual cycle? Why do we have a flow at all? It's illegal to cross the border. Here's the thing. I know this is really deep and theological and philosophical. If it's a border, then you have no flow. There's not supposed to be anybody illegally crossing your border. Life is actually really easy. It's not difficult. And then the second thing, going again back to front, he said that illegals built this country. Wow. I mean, this is pretty huge news here. That illegal border invaders built the United States of America. That's amazing to me. This is new historical knowledge. I had no idea that illegal border invaders, I'm 55 years old, built this entire country. Wow. I mean, that's fantastic. And I guess, so their priority is not that Lakin Riley's head was crushed in or even getting her name right. It's getting the murderer's name right. That's his priority. That's the Democratic Party's priority, is getting the murderer's name right and not calling them by the wrong name. That's their priority. Great job, leftist, who voted for these people. Great job. Wait till it lands on your doorstep, because it is, and it's going to continue, because Greg Abbott's going to continue to bust all those people to your doorstep. So here's Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Play it for me, Will.
The American people are fundamentally pro-legal immigration and anti-illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now, and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
that? No, I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh. He said illegal. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal.
And again, this is the essence of being principleless, just like Schumer. I'll just use him as the example. So Schumer, just a few years ago, said that he was morally corrupt to use the word undocumented, and now he's fully in favor of only using the word undocumented to describe illegal border invaders.
Yeah.
See, that is the essence of being principleless, that you will whore yourself out to anything to push forward your agenda. And why would they want an agenda you have to whore yourself out to get? Because he is personally profiting from that agenda. If he wasn't, he wouldn't push it. Here's another one. Paul A. Zappula video. Rep. Pramila Jayapal is upset with Joe Biden. Play it for me.
He should have used the word undocumented. I don't believe that the president's heart is with the word illegal. I think, frankly, I think he shouldn't have responded to a very disrespectful Republican member who was shouting at him, the president of the United States. That is not appropriate.
So that's her priority, of course. This Democratic Party policy is to make sure they don't get the name Lakin Riley right, but they're going to get the description of the murderer right.
Yeah,
that's their priority. You know why? Because they hate us. Most Republicans hate us too. There are notable exceptions, but the entire Democratic Party hates us, and they hate Democrats. They hate anybody that's not in the House of Representatives, anybody... It's not a lobbyist. Anybody that doesn't put money into their campaign coffers, they hate them too, but they'll act like they like them. They hate all of us, just so you know. Even if you're a leftard and you're watching this right now, they hate you just as much as they hate me. They just don't show it towards you because they're going to use you for your votes. Benny Johnson video. Here's Joe Biden asked, do you regret? Play for me.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
Well, not probably. I don't regret it. Technically not supposed to be here.
Technically not supposed to be here. Technically not. No, Joe, they're not supposed to be here. Okay, so I guess anybody can just cross into the White House lawn. They're technically not supposed to be there. Anybody can cross into anybody's house and they technically aren't supposed to be there. So nobody's going to be charged with burglaries anymore or trespassing more because technically they're not allowed to be there, but we're going to allow them to be there. And of course, the people surrounded by guns and surrounded by walls don't care that we aren't surrounded by guns and aren't surrounded by walls. As long as they're surrounded by guns and surrounded by walls. If you tried to get across their wall, it wouldn't be that you're technically not supposed to be there. It would be that you're not supposed to be there and you'd be immediately arrested and put into the DC gulag. Just like all the D.C., the 1-6 defendants right now who are being charged with knowingly trespassing without just a kind of a primary principle of the charge, without knowingly trespassing. Being charged with knowingly trespassing without knowingly trespassing. That's a fact, by the way. That's the latest round of charges coming out of the Gestapo, the FBI. Let me talk about my one sponsor for 60 seconds right here. Midas Gold Group, legitimate MAGA company, veteran-owned, veteran-operated, MAGA-owned, MAGA-operated, not a conservative company, not a Republican company, a MAGA company. They believe that the election was stolen. They believe that COVID is crap. They believe that we are in the midst of a constitutional crisis. They believe that we are being hyperinflated on purpose. We have all got to buy gold. I don't care if you got $500, buy $500 worth of gold. I don't care if you got $75, buy $75 worth of gold. There is a de-dollarization effort and a defunding of the USD effort going on around the globe right now, and being also not just by the BRICS movement. The BRICS movement might as well include the Biden administration, because the Biden administration is trying to de-dollarize the United States and devalue the USD. Like, why would they ever do that? Isn't that their money too? Because they don't think of themselves as citizens of a sovereign nation. They think of the United States of America. They think of themselves as citizens of a globalist state. And gold has never lost all its value. And the greatest thing about Midas Gold Group is all of their gold is physical gold in your hands. I'm buying thousands of dollars worth of gold. You need to buy as much as you possibly can to hedge against hyperinflation. Gold has never lost all its value. Make sure you buy gold. When you buy it from Midas and tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let me show you this video. Ron DeSantis, we are right there, Will. Am I right on target?
Yep.
All right, here's good stuff. Last week, Ron, greatest governor. Let's all just move on from the presidential thing. He got out. He did Nikki Haley thing. That's a good thing. He got out. He knew he wasn't going to win. He got out. So now, you know what? 100% best governor in the country, Ron DeSantis. Last week, Ron DeSantis speaking, I signed legislation that will allow the release of grand jury documents in the Epstein case. There was an Epstein case right here in the state of Florida. We need to see that. Not the controlled releases. Everybody's wondering, everybody thinks that the flight log was released. There's no flight log that was ever released.
That's right.
There's no real Epstein logs that were ever released. They were little statements out of a trial. Little snippets of lists out of a trial. Lists of witnesses. That's all that it was. There's been no flight log released. There's been no Epstein list released. No client log released. Nothing. Now maybe we'll get some stuff here from Ron DeSantis. Justice has to be served in this case, and all perpetrators should be held accountable. Why does Dick Durbin not release the flight log? Anybody just ask? Yeah, I love any leftard that's watching. Send us in right now. Actually, put it on the chat. Say, name yourself leftard so we know who you are. Put it on the chat. Give me the reason why Dick Durbin wouldn't release the Epstein flight log. Give me a reason why. Give me a reason why Joe Biden used 5,000 pseudonyms in governmental emails. Just give me a reason. I'd love to know a reason. Come on. Give me a reason why. Why would Dickie Durbin not release the Epstein flight log? Why? It's like Bill Gates said. Aaron's best at quoting. He's better than I am at quoting this. Can you do the Bill Gates dead thing for me, Aaron?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's dead, so.
There you go. There he is. So he's dead. He's been dead for 4 years. So why won't you release his flight log, Dick Durbin? Why won't you do it? Ron DeSantis is getting to the bottom of this. Play for me, Will.
Should not be able to buy you the power to get away with hurting people.
He's 14 years old. What the hell do you know?
You know, it was a big game for him. And we were the pieces of his game.
We believed he would spend the rest of his life in prison.
I think most people look at how that thing was disposed of and just are not happy with how it worked out.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the longtime associate of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has now been sentenced to 20 years.
There are so many names that we are left with question marks about. Those are very, very wealthy, powerful people, and so far they've escaped without many questions being asked of them.
Governor Ron DeSantis, in fact, indicating that he plans to sign new legislation that will allow a judge to make public the sealed grand jury records from Epstein's criminal case almost two decades ago.
So the Florida legislature passed legislation now, which authorizes
the release of all those grand jury files. And so I signed it into law this week. That law will become effective on July 1st. Finally, the public is going to be able to get answers. But we had a few of the, they're now women, they're in their 30s, but they were teenagers. A lot of them, I think, were 14 at the time. And this has been something that stayed with them for decades, and they never got any justice.
I just am trying to put pieces together, the final pieces of this puzzle to help me move on and finally get the peace that I deserve for my life.
So there you go, and that's what's happening. So hopefully we get, hopefully we finally get some logs. We'll actually find out where, who his clients were.
Yeah.
What if they're Republicans? Good. I want to know.
Yep.
That's the difference between me and a Democrat. If it's Republicans, I want them exposed. See, that's being, that's having principles. That means that you think that sex crimes are sex crimes, and that Republicans charged with sex crimes, Republicans who committed sex crimes should be charged with sex crimes, and Democrats that have committed sex crimes should be charged with sex crimes. That's having principles. Being a principleless whore is when you say, you know what? If my party did it, I want it hidden. That's being a whore. Now let's do a vaccine mania for 15 minutes. Are you ready? Dr. Ray video from Peter McCullough speaking. What we know from 4,000, now it's me putting the word freaking in here, 4,000 freaking papers in the peer-reviewed literature, that means doctors have reviewed it, is there are four major new diseases of categories, four new categories of diseases that the vaccines cause. Play for me.
What we know from 4,000 papers in the peer-reviewed literature is there are four major new diseases categories that the vaccines cause. This is proven in the peer-reviewed literature. The vaccines cause myocarditis or heart inflammation. That's proven. All the regulatory agencies agree. The Australian TGA agrees. Heart inflammation leads to cardiac arrest. That's proven in the peer-reviewed literature. So there's an epidemic of cardiac arrests among the vaccinated. And the next person who's perfectly well and has a cardiac arrest, the first thing that should come to mind is the COVID-19 vaccine. That's been shown time and time again. Even if inflammation is not detected by MRI or autopsy, it can be such a small patch as it can't be detected. We know now there's enough data to suggest the vaccine is the cause of the cardiac arrest. Vaccination accelerates atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, raises blood pressures, but associated with aortic dissection, other cardiovascular disasters. The second major area is neurologic. The vaccines cause ischemic and thrombotic stroke. That's, again, that's proven in the literature, agreed to by the regulatory agencies. The vaccines cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, a paralysis that can be fatal, small fiber neuropathy. They cause seizures, blindness, hearing loss, progression of neurodegenerative diseases. All of this now supported in the literature. The third major area is the vaccines cause blood clots. They cause blood clots much worse than we've ever seen in medicine. Blood clots extending from the ankle to the hip, published by the US FDA, Wu and colleagues. Blood clots are highly resistant to blood thinners. So this has been very much a challenge. Every day in my practice, I'm dealing now with blood clots like I've never seen before. And then the fourth major area is the vaccines can tip off autoimmunity. They can actually create syndromes where the body's own immune system attacks itself. These syndromes include what's called ANCA, anti-neutrophil cytoplasmic antibody, positive vasculitis, renal failure, serious skin rashes, joint problems, problems that mimic diseases like systemic lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. So we check now a standard routine of four autoimmune panels in the vaccinated because we're worried about tripping off autoimmune.
Oh, the, none of this could be. This is all right-wing conspiracy there. It's just 4,000 peer-reviewed papers now. 4,000 peer-reviewed papers that the vax is now confirmed via 4,000 peer-reviewed papers, all doctors, that it causes myocarditis, heart inflammation, neurologic strokes, Guillain-Barré, blood clots, and, of course, the one you've heard me talk about many, many times, ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement syndrome, where your body can no longer fight off even a common cold. Hence the reason more people died of a common cold version of COVID-19, which is all, it was all a common cold. It was all a coronavirus, and the coronavirus is a common cold. It was all a common cold. It was all a big mirage. Yes, there was a COVID-19 manufactured virus, manufactured in Wuhan Institute of Virology, funded by Bill Gates, funded by the CCP, funded by Ralph Baric and the Equal Health Alliance via Anthony Fauci. Yes, there was a virus, COVID-19, that was created, but it was a common cold that they just said that was the second coming of the bubonic plague. But now, and then, of course, there are solutions to the problem, which is a non-existent problem. Again, it's very difficult to talk about these things because you're actually saying the solution to the problem that they caused. Well, the problem that they caused was really a non-existent problem. It's a 99.997% survivable virus. But now 4,000 peer-reviewed studies have shown that it caused all these problems. So once again, their solution to the problem that didn't exist was way worse than the problem that didn't exist. I know that doesn't make sense. It's the only way to discuss it. Really is. So here's the thing. Don't worry. Don't you worry. Yes, we have 17 million excess tests. And by the way, let me just make sure everybody's clear on that. That's just through 2023. And I believe it's just part of 2023. 17 million excess tests since the vaccine rollout. But and the vaccine is now proven to cause all these problems, but it couldn't have caused these excess tests, right?
No.
You have all of these meetings in major insurance companies called the Society of Actuaries, where they put in their vaccine, they put in their life insurance claims. People are making claims on life insurance at record rates, and everybody stands around as if they don't know what happened. There's a stunning increase in heart inflammation, neurologic stroke, and Guillain-Barré syndrome, blood clots, and autoimmunity dysfunction. But we don't know what caused it. It didn't happen at all before 2021, but now suddenly it's happened. These are people supposed to be trying to make money. Well, they do. They raise our rates. They raise all the pure blood rates. Me and I, once again, are paying for all the idiots that got vaccinated. And if you're somebody who got vaccinated, I love you as long as you've come out and said I was wrong. If you haven't, you're still an idiot. I'm sorry. You are. Why would you ever listen? Why would you ever listen to the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist marching orders? Why? Why? Put on a mask. No, you're a leftard. I don't follow leftard orders. Stand 6 feet apart. No. Scott Gottlieb on the Pfizer board. I don't listen to leftard orders. You shouldn't either. And if you did, and you haven't repented, you need to repent, and you need to repent publicly if you're a Christian leader. Hans Mahnke tweet, no, don't worry. The CDC's on top of all this. CDC's on top of all of it. Center for Disease Control, Mandy Cohen, she is on top of all of this. Don't worry. The CDC released a 148-page study on myocarditis after COVID-19 vaccination, and every single page is completely redacted. Imagine releasing a report with every page redacted. This is true. Why would you? And then again, if you actually had a media, why? And again, here's the thing: you don't even need a media. If you were somebody who was vaccinated, wouldn't you be concerned that the people who hoard and pimp the vaccination to you want to redact all information about it? Ugh. The very company that created the vaccination, Pfizer, wants to keep their vaccine developmental data sequestered and classified and confidential for 75 years? That doesn't remotely concern you as a leftard or as a vaccinated Christian? Doesn't bother you at all? Amazing to me. I mean, it really is amazing to me. Right, look at this video. A junk video. Vaccine acquired immune deficiency syndrome. VADES explained. Play it for me.
What I'm about to share with you is the first vaccine, the second vaccine, and then the boosters and what it does to your body. The first vaccine, as it goes into your body, it has a small amount of saline and then a bunch of ingredients that are very catastrophic to your cellular system. What that does to your immune system, which is your bone marrow, your thymus gland, your spleen, and all other systems associated with your immune system, it decreases the ability to produce white blood cells by 50% from your first vaccine. Then 8 weeks later, which is white blood cell reproductive system, so your ability to make another generation of white blood cells is 8 weeks. That's why they set it up 8 weeks later to hit it again. So you hit the white blood cell ability while it's down. So now what you do is now they decrease the saline in the second one and they increase the harmful ingredients. So now you have a shift in the ingredients. So they decrease the saline and increase. So now there's a shift. And then what they do is that second dose attacks your ability to make white blood cells by an additional 25%. So now you only have white blood cell ability, like the ability to make white blood cells functioning at 25%. So you just wiped out 75% of your military. And
come with me. There you go. So there, I just wanted to give, that's Vase. It's very short. The video is on for about 4 minutes, but it's a great video, and you can pull that up anywhere. Jung video. That's J-U-N-G. Follow him or her on Twitter. You get all the same videos that I get, of course. So first facts, don't worry. First facts, no problem whatsoever. Now, they have you on number 9 right now. Number 9. You're like, Tom, you just said the new one's number 8. No, number 9's coming out. Number 9's coming out. I got the proof on it, as usual. But if the first facts just knocks out 50% of your white blood cells. And the second facts knocks out 25% of the 50% that are left. So you walk around with 25% of the white blood cells you're supposed to have, and that's after just 2 vaccinations. What's the 3rd one do? 4th one do? And 5th one do? And 6th one do? And 7th one do? And 8th one do? And 9th one do? Concerned citizen video. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pronounce this correctly, but what do you think, Aaron? Hematologist? Hematologist? Yeah. Hematologist. Comments on mRNA vaccinated blood. Play for me.
So this patient's blood was drawn 3 minutes ago. Already clotting in the tube. Not normal. Takes a half hour usually.
Now, this information, that's a fact, by the way. That's a hematologist showing you. Just so everybody knows, that patient's blood was drawn, in case you couldn't hear it, 3 minutes prior to her doing that. 3 minutes. You know what your blood should be doing 3 minutes after it's drawn? Flowing up and down.
Yeah.
Up and down and up and down. Trust me, I know. My dog just got into a fight the other night, another one, Aaron. And he ripped his arm wide open, another fight with a raccoon. Oh. And he's pouring. I mean, that blood's pouring out of his leg. 3 minutes. I mean, well after. I mean, 3 minutes, your blood just, I mean, it just will flow.
Yeah.
And flow. And you can just, I mean, it'll go anywhere. That's what vaccinated blood looks like after 3 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and Peter McCullough just told us 4,000 peer-reviewed papers have now confirmed we have a major problem with blood clots. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why, because that's what our blood, not our blood, that's what vaccinated blood looks like. If you've received this vaccination, put your hand on that screen right now. I'm going to pray over you. You want that out of your body? Put your hand on the screen right now. If you don't, then don't pray. Right now, Lord, whoever put their hand on the screen and wants that vaccination out of their system, I don't care how many vaccinations they took. Right now, you said, whatever we bind is bound, whatever we loose is loose. I loose right now that vaccine coming out of their body. All consequences of it, all ramifications of it, all symptoms of it, all repercussions of it, right now in Jesus' name. Good. Done. Now, the reason why you're seeing people like this, Chief Health Officer in Australia, Nick Coatsworth, the Alan D. Miller video, former Australian Australian Deputy Chief Health Officer, I see all of these long names, evolution from pushing the vaccines to admitting that he got them wrong. That's the verbiage. Oh, we got that one wrong. That's what they said with Gemini too. Why are they doing that? Because all of this information is coming out as we prayed that it would. Play it for me, Will.
Well, Queensland Supreme Court has ruled that the COVID-19 vaccine mandates for emergency services were unlawful.
Here to explain is today medical expert Dr. Nick Coatsworth. Doc, good morning to you. This is pretty extraordinary, isn't it? Can you walk us through the ruling?
It is extraordinary, Carl. Before I do that, I can't do this segment without acknowledging my own role in the system that promoted vaccine mandates.
There will be a strong public view that those who choose not to get vaccinated there needs to be some sort of incentive stick, perhaps, through the current programs, including No Jab, No Pay, to make that happen.
I think as a general principle, we could all agree that mandates have a time-limited role in a pandemic. The dispute and the question will be how long should that time be, and what is a reasonable level of community vaccination to achieve before we abandon mandates.
My view, not quite at the moment. I agree entirely that they're time limited.
You rightly point out, Nick, that that you're a government official promoting vaccines during the pandemic. You're a big boy. You can defend yourself. Did you get it wrong?
Well, I think certainly we didn't get it wrong promoting the vaccines, Carl, but the mandates, yes, I think we did get that wrong. And I think you can say hindsight is 2020, but Carl, hindsight gives us foresight. And if...
So there you go. Now he says, of course, we didn't get the vaccines wrong because they're such lifesavers, 17 million excess deaths later, and didn't save one freaking life, not one through the vaccination. We know that. But mandating is wrong because you mandated it based on stopping transmission infection. And it was proven long before you mandated it that it doesn't stop transmission infection. Put the next one up for me. Wall Street Journal post. It's official. We can pretty much treat COVID like the flu now. Here's a guide. So it was never any different than the flu. Oh no, Tom. It's changed. It's altered and it's mutated. No, it's listen. The worst variant was Alpha, and it was 99.997% survival. Put the next one up for me, Will. Dose number 9. Told you. CDC panel green lights yet another COVID mRNA vaccination. 17 million excess deaths later. 4,000 peer-reviewed studies showing that it causes all these maladies. And if you can, just side-by-side the next video for me, guys. Just side-by-side whenever you can. I'm just going to let it, because I want you just to see it. Actually, you see the verbiage on here. There's Mandy Cohen. That's the head of the CDC. And ready, it may be inappropriate for some of you, pimping and whoring another vaccination. With all of this data out, the head of the CDC, Mandy Cohen, is whoring another vaccination. 17 million excess deaths later, all the spontaneous abortion miscarriages and all that, and here we are again. Love you all. Back here Tuesday night, 8:30. God bless you.
I don't know how people go to the church of perpetual false edification. I don't know how you deal with it. I mean, for me, it's got to be challenging. I couldn't go to a monotone church, a lukewarm church. I could never pull that off. And it's not really because of altruistic reasons or righteous reasons even. I'd be bored out of my mind. I would be bored out of my mind if I wasn't challenged. If there wasn't something that irritated me, I'm at the wrong church. I want something that, you know, I want something where I have to go, you know what, I'm going to go check that. I want to go see if that's really right. Because I don't feel like that could possibly be right. We've had people do that. They come back, they've ended up staying for years, because if you love the Bible, you won't be able to go anywhere else.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.